I want to express my respect and gratitude to the traditional people of Elko Island, the Yolngu people. I honour their culture, customs and traditions. I respect the land that we are on and acknowledge that the land is sacred, spiritual and special.
We have to try and talk to our children. We don't want our children to be taken away from us. We have to stand for our rights and for our community and our people, because the law, Western law, is getting too hard.
Welcome to Two Worlds, One Health, a podcast that explores beliefs about health and sickness from two different perspectives and the stories within these worlds. I'm Kerry Lee Barry, and in this series, we journey alongside Dr. Sarah Hannier to Northeast Arnhem Land, deep in the Top End, where we visit the remote community of Elko Island. Sarah is a Senior Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne and works closely with communities to improve health outcomes for First Nations peoples. In this episode, we meet Zelda, a young woman from Elko Island who offers a fresh perspective on life in her community. She shares her experiences growing up on country, the challenges young people face today, and how both new and old traditions continue to shape her path.
My name is Zelda, and I was born in Darwin, but raised in Elko Island and stayed here for all my life. I have a 2 son and I work for the Northern Territory Police as an ALO. If you could come over to Elko, it's a beautiful place, surrounded by the sea, a lot of friendly people around here. It's nice, but watching the sunset goes down, beautiful sunsets. And I love working with the beautiful people around here. The best part is being with my family, especially. My parents are from here. So it's great to have a family together in one community.
Before we dive in, I asked Zelda to share a special song she sometimes sings to her children.
Kurta machi kurukam, kurta machi kurukam, kama rara, kama rara, pidirik, pidirik, that's the song about collecting firewood and then started to light it up.
Zelda shared with us that it's a children's song, but during our conversation, it felt like it carried a much deeper meaning. The song, about gathering firewood and lighting a fire, symbolises something greater, something that reflects what Zelda is striving to do for her community.
I'm thinking of getting all the young leaders and the old leaders together to a meeting and try to encourage each other and talk face to face, get the knowledge from our leaders, especially our elders. Yeah, before it's too late, because some of our elders are getting old and, yeah, it's hard. We have to go and sit with them.
So you're an ALO or Aboriginal Liaison Officer. Can you share a little bit about how you got involved in becoming an ALO with the police?
I was just thinking what is best for us, for myself and my partner, my family, my 2 kids. And I was seeing a lot of, especially the young women, they were struggling. And in our system, it's hard. We can't share our personal issues to a male. So I decided to, because I was seeing a lot of young people, especially the women, and then I decided to join the ALO program. So I've joined the ALO program on March this year. So it's probably now 8 months for myself.
An Aboriginal Liaison Officer, or ALO, on Elko Island serves as a vital link between the Yolngu community and law enforcement. Their role involves supporting community members in understanding their rights and responsibilities, advocating for culturally sensitive approaches to policing, and helping police to navigate Yolngu customs, language and protocols to ensure respectful and effective communication. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's involved in your role being an ALO on ELCO?
The main role that I have is engaging with any young people, especially at school, going to school, engaging with the kids. Yeah. I do translating when, especially the Yolngu people, find it a bit hard. I speak Jambarapuno, the main language, which is my language. English is our second language. I just go talk to them why I'm here, explain to them. I've just tried to help them.
It must be hard work.
It is. Sometimes I get challenges from my own family, my own people. Sometimes people don't listen to me and people think that I'm working for the police. It was a bit rough for the last couple of years around the community, but now it's getting better. Some youth getting older now and they are realizing what they have been doing wrong and what is right.
I can see that you're such a good role model for young people. So who would you say your role models are in the community?
My role model was, I was growing up with my grandfather. He was a leader for Gomaj clan and for Golomala clan. He was a Jongaya for Golomala clan group. Yeah, and he was raising me and I've been getting the knowledge from him. So I know who should I look up to, who's here to help. He was a good role model and a good leader here. He was working for the East Arnhem Council. He was a chairperson there. And every time he gets into community meetings, if there's something wrong with the community, he always just jump out to the speaker and talk about it. I'm so blessed to have him in my life.
Do you feel having those strong people around you, has that made a difference in your life compared to other younger people?
Yeah, I've faced a lot of challenging thing and I had to just ignore it and try my best for the next, just to show the good role model to other people around the community. I've got a lot of strong people around me in my families.
Do you think that there are enough role models for young people on the island?
I would say there's a lack of leaders here at the moment. And we have to try and get youth leaders to come in and sit with the elders and get the knowledge from them so they know what they're going to be doing in the future and how they're going to be a role model for other children in the future, how to be a good leader here.
Could you summarise the main challenges that young people face on ELCO today?
Housing, like there's a lot of us living in a crowded house and we don't have much sleeps at our homes. There are not enough staff at the childcare. Childcare always closed for the day. Yeah, and it's hard, like who should I let my kids with? I always get stressed because of it.
That must be hard, especially if you're working full time and looking after two young kids.
Yeah, it is hard, especially sitting or sleeping in a crowded house. There's too much at work or not enough sleep at home. And there's a lot of breaking-ins happening. I've been trying to talk to the youth that involving in breaking. I was talking to them, seeing their parents. What's the best for them? We have to try and talk to our children because the law is getting a bit hard and we don't want our children to be taken away from us.
So what do you think is the best way to get people more on track?
Instead of involving the police, they have to involve the elders, our leaders, to talk to the young people and tell them the history where they belonged. And where our connection is. Yeah, doing the right way through Yolngu way. We have a mediation team here that could help. They have to go back to our culture and sort the issue through Kuroto. we have a big Goroto here, kingship, but I don't know if the parents teach them or not. It's important to send them off to outstations to stay there. Outstations are good to stay because some of the outstations have schools.
Throughout our conversation, one significant issue that stood out was how social media has disrupted the vital time that youth and elders once spent sitting together and sharing knowledge. While social media has transformed urban communities, its impact has also reached remote places like Elko Island, creating a major disruption to traditional connections and community life.
You were talking a little bit about Instagram and how it's influencing young people. Do you feel like technology and social media is having a negative impact on the island, or do you think it's a good thing for the island?
Some of the young people are using Instagrams, but they're not using it right way. And it's created trouble for the community. I've been hearing there's a lot of negatives going around in the community. They argue through Instagrams with other young kids. Back in the days when something happens to people, they just get together, have a face-to-face meeting. But now they just want to go on social media, which is not good. And young people in age of 10 or underage, especially using the Instagram, it just felt me so worried about them because I don't know, how should we help them? It's hard. I don't want my kids to be involved in that. We should just go back to the old days without a phone. Without an Instagram, or banned Instagram in here, in this community.
And do you have elders in the community that you can talk to?
I sometimes sit with the elders. Some of the elders are sick, so they can't be getting involved and talking to violence people. There's not much partnership here.
Between the young and the old?
Yeah, young and the old, even the departments. Yeah, there's not much good communication.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges young people on Elko Island face when it comes to accessing opportunities like education, employment or essential services?
I would say some young people's challenges is their IDs because they don't have much verifications like birth certificate. It's hard to go up to Darwin and try to get it. You know, for their jobs, because every time when we ask for a job, we have to have 100% IDs.
It's something that many of us don't even think about, how hard it can be for young people on Elko Island to get basic identification like a birth certificate or other essential IDs that are needed when applying for a job. Limited access to services, complex application processes, and language barriers often make it difficult to navigate these systems, making what seems simple elsewhere a major hurdle. How do you overcome the challenges that you face?
Sometimes I feel down, but I always give someone a call and they support me through the challenges. Like we have a support team in Darwin, so we get in touch with them sometimes, yeah.
How do you and your friends support each other?
The most close friend that I was back in school, I usually talk to her or text her through Facebook Messenger, but we don't get together because we're always too busy with our little ones, our immediate family. Yeah, she always gets busy and I always get busy, but I always get support through Facebook Messenger, through messaging.
What are your hopes for your two little boys?
My hope for my two children is to grow up and get a good job in the community. But I'm hoping if they want to reach around grade 7, I'm probably going to send them off to a boarding school instead of staying in this community and getting influenced.
And I understand you did part of your schooling off the island as well.
Yeah, my parents were a bit strict, so I had to attend to school. I was schooling in Shepherdson College since I was little. And then I had to go to a boarding school when I was year seven to Camilda College in Darwin. And I've spent there for 3 years. And when I got into year nine, I decided to come back here and attend Shepherdson College until I've graduated year 12 here.
So was it hard to be in between those two worlds, going to boarding school in Darwin, but also having such a strong connection back here in your community with your family?
It was hard to leave, especially through the ceremonies. Like, we have to attend to school because the school is important, but it's also the family is important. Indeed. It was a bit rough, like leaving the island and leaving the funeral, or missing out. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's those two things that are competing.
It was good when I got in, but a couple of years I was a bit homesick, so I had to come back and be with my families. Yeah. And it was my first time going out to a different city, like a city life. Yeah.
Let's hear once more how Zelda described the island. You'll quickly understand why she missed it so deeply.
If you could come over to Elko, it's a beautiful place, surrounded by the sea, a lot of friendly people around here. It's a nice spot in camping areas, going out fishing, living nearby the sea, watching the sunset goes down, beautiful sunsets. The best part is being with my family, especially. It's great to have a family together in one community.
So do young people often go out hunting in the bush?
My grandfather, he teach me the seasons, what is the right season to get out in the bush or at the sea, and what's the good weather to go out. And he always take us camping in school holidays. Which is good. There's a lot of bush tuckers out there, even at the sea. I usually go weekends when I have a car or a boat. I always go there. So this is the honey season, koko, but I don't have a car to go out.
So would you say that not having any transport to go out is one of the big barriers to being able to eat healthily?
Transport.
The burden of chronic disease on Elko Island has risen significantly, with soft drink and high sugar consumption playing a major role. Northeast Arnhem Land now has the highest rate of avoidable deaths nationally, mainly due to chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease. What are some of the other challenges that young people face with regard to their health?
The people here, they don't have much money to spend on the food because the cost is too expensive. There's a lot of temptation, especially with the sugar.
A few years ago, Zelda took part in a program where she spent 12 weeks away on a retreat on the island, away from town, to try and get her health into check.
I felt something changes in my body when I spent my 2 weeks there for that retreat. I've learned my lesson. But then I got back here, there was a lot of,
A lot of temptations, right?
Temptations, yeah. Everywhere.
I guess living in the household, if other people aren't doing the same thing, it's very hard.
No, it is hard. I know it's too hard to quit from sugar, especially.
Yeah, it's very hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This podcast is a lot about the Western medicine and the Yolngu way of thinking. Do you think that both of them can work together well, or do you think it's better for the Yolngu traditional way to be stronger here and less with the Ballander way?
I would say Western and Yolngu way is much better to work together with the health, because there's a lot of people are getting old and they know how to get the bush medicines out in the bush. If they passed away, there's like no one there to help us. So we need the Western medications as well.
Yeah, so it's really important for all the young people to have that knowledge now before it's too late.
Yeah, before it's too late. we have to go and sit with them.
In the past, people used to get their information from the elders, but where do young people get the information from now?
Sometimes I see on social media, Facebook and Instagram, and I sometimes go through internet or YouTube channels. Sometimes I go visit the department.
You strive to be a role model in the community. Do you think it's important to have more young people as a role model in the community alongside the elders?
We should have more. We have to get a lot of young people, young role models, to jump out and speak out. We have to get the young people or any ages from each clan groups to represent, yeah.
Do you have any messages for the young people on Elko Island?
I would say it's better for their future to try to go and do what is best for them instead of hanging around out there, because there's no one in the future that could help us. We have to stand for our rights and for our community and our people, because the law, Western law, is getting too hard.
What are your hopes for the future? What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve?
My hope for the future is, I was thinking of being an ACPO, which is Aboriginal Police Officer, Community Police Officer, and I would just come back, work for my community, talk to my people, and make sure let them know what is good, so they could get out from that box cycle and do good thing and show good role model, because there's a lot of generations coming up and we have to be strong for our community.
Can you leave us with a message for the young people of your community?
Please, pilikaro markida ala lemor makida ara lemorong ko lemor lemorong yolngo yolngo alimorong community o wal no malang tao yuttao lemorong.
Could you summarize for all of us what you just said?
I've just said that all the young people need to start stepping out for our community, our people, because the law's getting a bit hard. So we want all the young people to step out now and show a good role model.
A song about gathering firewood and igniting the flames. And so much more.
Kurta machi kurukam, kurta machi kurukam, kama rara, kama rara, pidirik pidirik.
That was Zelda chatting there with Sarah Honeyaff from Elko Island on Two Worlds, One Health. I'm Kerry Lee Barry. Follow Two Worlds, One Health on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts for more stories from Elko Island.